This is the Wrestling With Your Calling podcast with Dr. Conrad, Season 2, The Matters of the Heart. I'm your host, Dr. Conrad Davies. For this season, we're going to do a deep dive into the matters of the heart. Proverbs 20 and 5 will be our lead scripture. It says, "The purposes of a person's heart are like deep waters, but a person of understanding can draw them out." I pray that we become a people of understanding who draw out the deep matters of the heart. I'm excited about what you will learn today. Thanks for tuning in.
Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Wrestling With Your Calling with Dr. Conrad. I'm your host, Dr. Conrad. So this morning, the things that bubbled up in my heart were this concept of peace in the heart, or just peace, and what it does to the human heart. Our context for the season is about Proverbs 20 and 5, that the purposes of a man's heart are like deep waters, and a man of understanding can draw them out. And how often I've asked the Lord to be a person of understanding, a man of understanding. And you can ask the Lord as well. Lord, will you give me understanding of these deep places of my heart that I just don't understand? I did do some research recently, and in doing that research, come to find out there's some people that have hit the depth of the ocean. And there's probably a lot of, if I didn't read all of this, but there's probably a lot of failed attempts that when they got to certain places, that the submarine that took them down to those depths cracked and then they died. And there were some cases of that, but there were some people who were successfully able to hit some of these deep parts of the ocean, 7 miles plus deep. But one person testified that I heard a crack, and they basically took a submarine and they had to build the submarine strong enough to handle the pressure, the pounds per square inch. One article mentioned it was over 15,000 pounds per square inch that they're dealing with when they're down at that depth of the ocean. And they were able to take some pictures to see what kind of life is down there. However, they've realized that they've only explored only so much percentage because it's expensive. It is, one article said it was like $40,000 a day just in fuel, just to get down there, and how just expensive that is to imagine shelling out $40,000 a day to fuel the submarine to get down there and to explore and to take photos and to come right back up. So there's a lot that goes with these deep parts of the ocean, deep parts of our hearts, if our hearts are like deep waters. I share that because a lot of my episodes before, I've been talking about how no person had really gone down. It's hard to go down there because we don't have the technology. Well, that changed in the '60s when a person was able to hit to the depths, but there's still people that are trying to explore. And I believe it's only about 20% maybe, 20% of the ocean base and the floor has ever been explored. When that's still 80% left, and there's a lot of ocean, a lot of water that is to be explored. All that to say, sorry about the rabbit trail there. All that to say is that there is a lot inside of you and I. If your heart is like deep waters, a man of understanding can draw them out. There's something about God has to give us still revelation and understanding and insight to be able to explore those deep places. We can try with our human means, but it just takes a lot to have to construct our human ways. And God has revealed things to scientists, and he's given capacity for human means and human efforts. But I'd prefer to say, you know what, Lord, give me insight, give me understanding, which insight, understanding, very similar Hebrew words there. Give me insight and understanding so that I can explore those places that are pertinent to me. So let me tie this to peace. We just got about 4 minutes of just another context of just my learning. I love to learn, so I learned some new things there. When we talk about peace in the human heart, I want to speak to the Hebrew word shalom, shalom. And what I've learned in my own not the best, but yet growing ways of studying the Hebrew language, what I've learned is that if we look at the ancient Hebrew, which is the word picture, ancient language, where generations and generations ago, there's likely the language is written, or we know that the language is written in a pictorial right brain script. And with the pictorial script, it allows for the right brain to be engaged much more than it is in our more modern scripts, which are very abstract. And we have to, it makes our brain work a lot harder. We have to work a lot harder with our current language learning compared to the past. So Shalom has four letters in it: a sheen, a lamet, a vav, and a mem. A sheen, lamet, vav, and mem. Shalom. Well, shalom. Well, the sheen would have been drawn like teeth. And teeth are intended to break up something and devour. Teeth. The L would have been a shepherd's staff, which would have represented authority. The vav is like a nail, and a nail is intended to secure. And the mem would represent water, or waters. And waters have a lot of chaos. You think about waters of a sea or waters, they're just always moving. There's a lot of activity. A lot of things are happening in water. So imagine if you put those four letters together. Sheen, lamet, vav, mem. Destroy authorities that secure chaos. Destroying authorities that secure chaos. Think about peace that way. If there are authorities in your life that are causing chaos, peace can come in to destroy the authorities that cause chaos. So oftentimes when I pray shalom, or I think shalom, or I process shalom, what it does, it makes me think about the warfare that shalom or peace does for us. Or how warfare, the warfare. It's destroying the authorities that are causing chaos. Now, if the world is a spiritual world made visible, there's things that we don't see in the visible world because it's invisible. It's spiritual. It's God's spirit, God's angels, there's demonic spirit. There's our human spirit, all this invisible activity that's going on that actually may be causing chaos in our lives, but God's peace can come in to destroy that chaos, destroy the authorities behind the chaos. Because think about what the adversary did, and also think about God's response to Adam and Eve. He comes in to Adam and Eve, and he questions God's character. Now, keep in mind, God is not a manifested being from what I understand from scriptures, but he's walking with Adam and Eve, and Adam and Eve were aware and sensitive to God's presence, who God was. I don't know if God was a physical entity, but I believe humanity can see God or connect with God in our state pre-sin. And with that, here's the visible and the invisible connected. But now here's, in a manifested way, in the form of a serpent, but it's a spirit voice behind it attempting to bring chaos. There wasn't chaos yet, but the chaos that was brought trying to cause chaos, secure chaos, was let's question God's character, which is question his word. Did God really say? And to me, it points to how the spirit world is a spoken world. God spoke everything into existence. What we know now as physical has been spoken to existence by a spirit being who was hovering over there, or God spoke, and his spirit now is creating. And so I believe we are, the essence of who we are is word. God's word created us, and we are word. We're designed word by word. We are inherently word. And so we are designed for word, I believe. Well, here's the speaking spirit now questioning God's word, God's character. Did God really say? They're now questioning and they're acting. So now here comes chaos into them. So what I'm getting at is this. God asked them after they sinned, where are you? Your location has changed. Where you were before, we used to walk beside each other. It's now changed. And then it's interesting. He says, who told you you were naked? There's word battles here. There's chaos that comes through word. And so here's this battle of word. Do you believe God's word and embrace what word he's spoken over you? Or are you believing the word of an adversary, another voice that's not God's word? And so our lives is really a word battle. Whose word are you going to trust? You're designed by the word of God, for the word of God. through the Word of God. The Word of God is your daily bread, what you should be feasting on, what's going to lead your life. You're designed for that. But yet there's so many other voices that say other things, and they all deposit in your heart, and they're all competing for this intellectual department, this emotional department, this passions and desires department in your heart. They're competing to say, who's going to win here? Whose voice is going to be the leading voice in these departments of your heart? So now when peace comes, peace destroys the authorities, the voices, the spirits that are trying to secure chaos. Peace comes and destroys that. Consider this. Let's look at Philippians 4. And the Greek word for peace is irene, but it's still, I believe, the same concept, shalom. You can check out Philippians chapter 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious. Anxiety is connected to fear. If we look to the underlying spirit of voice behind anxiousness, is fear. Do not be anxious. Don't be so afraid or fearful about anything. But in everything, by prayer, talking, communing, petitioning the one who's a higher authority, God, by prayer and supplication, by asking, bringing a request to him, with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for this. Thank you for that. Being grateful and thankful. Let your request be made known to God. Notice this is communication. This is talking to God. This is engaging God. And here's a key verse, verse 7. Philippians chapter 4, it's now zooming into verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now consider peace, shalom, irene, whatever language, the concept of peace. It says it will guard. It's protective. That's almost warfare language here. It will guard your keeping. It guard your hearts and your minds. Minds, in the Greek, it's thinking. The Hebrew doesn't have a word for mind, but this is all happening in the heart. The thinking and the meditation and the speaking, all that stuff in our heart. There's a department of our intellect that has all that stuff housed there. But it surpasses our understanding, this peace does, and it guards us, protects us. It guards these areas of our hearts. And so I'm speaking about the peace of the heart, or peace in the heart, or just peace that comes upon the heart, because it's protective. It's a war, it's a weapon. And so when if you emulate some of my patterns, I'm oftentimes praying shalom. And I'm oftentimes saying, Lord, will you destroy the authorities that are causing chaos over in my children, in my wife, in me, in my friends, or whoever I'm praying for? Will you destroy the authorities that are causing chaos? Will you go and devour them, destroy them, so that that person now has the capacity to think clearly? Their hearts are guarded. There's fortresses, fences, there's hedges of protection upon them. So that the authorities that are trying to come in to speak lies and to twist them and to cause them to be dysfunctional and think crazy ways can come. Now, for whatever reason, I just had the sense, some of you may be feeling, may have a lot of chaos in your heart. Well, your mind is all over the place. Your heart is, your thinking is all over the place. Your emotions are all over the place. Your passions, your desires, you just don't know. And you may be needing to pray this prayer and look at Paul's example in Philippians 4 through 7, chapter 4, verse 4 through 7, it may be for you to rejoice in the Lord and to rejoice and to remember that maybe there's not joy in the Lord or rejoicing in the Lord that could be lacking. And that lack of rejoicing, you're focusing on everything else which has voice behind it. And those voices are giving you empty promises and they're bringing in chaos instead of the voice of the Lord, or what the scripture says. Instead of you living in fear, the scripture says, don't live in this anxiety, this fear, but in everything that you do, prayer, petitioning, supplication, asking, thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. In other words, the lack of peace is because the focus is not on God. The lack of peace is coming because the focus is on everything else and everyone else, every other voice, but you're not rejoicing in the Lord. So I challenge you today, friends, and I'm bringing conviction. I feel the conviction from my own life of, Am I really rejoicing in the Lord always? And then when I think about circumstances, if I feel anxious, how am I praying? How am I petitioning God? How am I letting my request be made known to Him? How am I asking? How am I being thankful? Because if this pattern is true, which I believe it is, I'm not welcoming the peace of God to come, which guards my heart and protects me. Friends, I hope this is helpful for you. Hopefully this deep dive into the heart is really helping you to see there's a lot of activity happening under the surface of your external manifested life, and the Lord is wanting to help you in these deep matters of the heart. Remember, you're loved. Talk to you next time. Peace. Wow, friend. I appreciate your support of this podcast. This season is powerful, and I hope it brings you loads of encouragement, insight, and hope. I hope you listen to these episodes repeatedly and share them with your friends. If you haven't ordered a copy of the book, you can do so at our website, wrestlingwithyourcalling.com. Also, I'd love to coach you, so reach out for a consultation through the website as well. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to email me. All the contact information is below or on the website. And be sure to subscribe so that you're notified of the next episodes. I'll be putting out a lot of content this season. Remember, I want you to become an ace. Go be activated, cultivated, and empowered today. Until next time, friends. Shalom.